Phoenix FM Drive, in association with St Francis Hospice, doing more than you think with me, Stuart Pink, 7.5 minutes past five on Drive. No never-ending story today, because there's a star of the story in the studio, Alex from Ocean Floors. Hello, sir.
Hello, Stu. How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm well. This feels a bit insincere because we've already done that. I feel like I'm pulling the curtain back.
We've already
had this conversation.
We have had a lot of conversation already, but they don't know that. It's all right. You're talking to all the people of Brentwood now.
How are they doing? Well, I shouldn't interact, I suppose. They're one-way conversation.
How are you? Well, bit quiet. Know, yeah. No, all is well. Thanks for coming in. It's great to have you in the studio in person.
Yeah, first time, I think, with you, right? We've done a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we've done loads of phone stuff, Zoom stuff. Obviously, I've seen you in real life
at
gigs, but like in the actual studio.
Exactly, yeah. It's a step closer to the long-awaited, highly anticipated, all four floors and Stu in one room. On the radio, that is the end.
One day we'll get there.
One day.
I'm just going to have to bring the radio to you guys. Just gate crash you.
Might be a way to do it, to be fair.
Gate crash a rehearsal one day with a microphone.
Why not? It's the easiest way, I think, to make it happen.
Probably best. Great to have you in. How's your day been so far? Big day?
Yeah, not bad. I mean, you know, release day today for us, new EP has just come out, and they always tend to be a bit hectic. There's so much stuff that we sort ahead of time, and I suppose in an ideal world, release day, you'd sort of kick back and soak in any reception to the music, but there are still things that need to be done.
There's always admin.
Yeah, Callum, our singer and frontman, is our admin king, but we do try to he loves it. He actually, you know,
does he?
He honestly
seems like, I mean, I saw those pictures of the Keep It Cool phase.
Yeah,
he looked like the most likely to also be an accountant. Like the one with the cap on.
He was wearing a sort of sweater vest. And
Yeah,
because he was the only one who, he turned up and we were like, I'll just wear what you're wearing. And the rest of us, we needed to be styled. No, I'm joking. But yeah, he's very quick to get a spreadsheet out, you know.
I think he
prefers doing that to playing music sometimes. But we all muck in, so.
It's a team effort. Not a lot of people know this, but I was once in a band, which never really had a name. We were just basically doing our GCSEs.
Yeah.
So we ended up being called GCSE Ensemble.
Oh, I like it.
Which is sort of catchy in its own way.
Yeah, yeah.
We had a band folder.
A folder.
There was only one set of tabs in that folder before we disbanded.
Yeah, see, I think one set of tabs would break most bands. You know, we're meant to be creatively minded people, but we have a scary number of tabs. I've started to lose count. You know, it, Google Drives is how we do it nowadays. But Google Drives equally soul sucking as a folder, believe me.
Ah, dear. Great to do a bit of a band admin. I like this. This is good. See, a lot of bands out there are just starting and they're suddenly appreciating the amount of you know, Google Drives. I mean, who'd have thought? What fantastic advice.
Yeah, honestly, to be fair, it's something that we've kind of learnt, though. Obviously, when you start writing music, and when like you're a young band out there, all of the focus is on writing music and recording. Maybe sometimes, I know we did, like, you record certain songs, maybe aren't really worth recording, I feel like, but it's all part of the experience.
Yeah.
You know, it's getting better in the studio, at getting better at writing songs as well and playing together. But sometimes the difference between achieving any level of success is the work you put in behind the scenes. It's not always as fun, but I feel like nowadays you do, most artists, you have to be your own manager, you have to be your own booking agent, you have to be your own sort of press person.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot in it.
At times anyway. Yeah, that's where we're at anyway.
That's why you don't want to be in a two-piece. You want at least four of you.
Yeah.
To spread the load. What you need is Earth, Wind and Fire would have about 15 people.
Yeah.
You do one email today and we'll all be all right.
I imagine there'd be a lot more sort of clinical at getting through this task than we are. But yeah, we do all right. We try to embrace it. Yeah.
Yeah. Lovely stuff. So before we ever chat about the new music and stuff, you're a local lad. Today's an important day, I understand.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I was saying to you over text this week, I think this is almost exactly like a year to the day since I left Brentwood to move into London. I'm 26 now, 24 of those years, 25 of those years were spent in Doddinghurst, on this very road actually that we're on, but just further along.
Oh my God.
Actually in Doddinghurst.
Literally could throw a stone at you from here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm not quite that strong. but yeah, it's, and you know, I come back to Brentwood. I come back to Essex pretty regularly to do band. We still rehearse here. The control room's in Shenfield.
Yeah.
Great rehearsal space. And yeah, and two of the guys are based in, you know, Sean is in Hutton and Hamish is in Chelmsford. But the other two of us are in London. So yeah, I come back fairly regularly. But this is probably the closest I've been to our family home since leaving, really.
Oh, yeah. You nipped in on the way past.
I haven't. No, I don't think I can. I'm one of those people I've always been very nostalgic, and I've tried to sort of be less so last couple of years. So I feel like I'm just at a point where it would be a bit emotionally crippling to go back past. Too many lovely memories. No bad memories, really. But yeah, for now, I think, you know, Phoenix is a safe haven, close but not too close.
Close, but yes.
But lots of memories here
distance.
As well. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, of course, you've been here a lot as well.
Yeah, the station's been really supportive. Like I said, there were, you know, those days when we were just starting out, we were sort of teenagers, and because we sort of look at, you know, Ocean Floors as the last two or so years. That's kind of, you know, how we look at it, because that was when we first started really taking it seriously, and immediately sort of saw results from that approach.
But yeah, you turned up basically.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's not a coincidence. It's not, you know, not a coincidence. Direct correlation. But when we were younger, we played together, and we were Ocean Floors for a little bit before, like I said, we really kind of committed to things, and before that we were another band, and yeah, the station's always been really supportive, so it's always lovely coming back.
Slipping on a pair of old comfy slippers.
Exactly.
Yeah. Lovely stuff. Well, we'll have a little listen to Zoodoo Magic. This is the title track from the new EP, which landed today. What can you tell us about this one?
Yeah, so this is, as you said, the title track, the lead single, the first song on the EP as well. It felt like a kind of natural evolution of the sound that we'd been doing the last 18 months or so, that sort of indie pop, quite synth heavy. But also a bit of forward motion, I suppose. That actually the chorus, I was thinking about this the other day, the chorus we had for a few years, every now and then you write a song where it's like there is a section or a melody or a part, a riff, whatever.
Yeah.
That you've sat on for years and you just can't, you don't want to force it in somewhere. But the chorus had existed for a while, melodically anyway.
It's been brewing in the Ocean Floors Google Drive.
Exactly, yeah, somewhere in there, in a red tab. But yeah, we finally sort of felt like we found the right, song for it. And when I sort of spoke about a bit of forward motion sonically, there's, you know, a sax solo people will hear towards the end, which is not something we'd ever had on one of our songs before, but it sort of crops up again on the EP. You know, we put a lot of thought into this. It wasn't, you know, believe it or not, we
didn't just throw it together.
We didn't just throw it together willy-nilly, so yeah.
You can tell. It's beautiful. So we'll talk a lot more about the sax and all the rest of the EP after we have a listen to the first track. So this is Zoodoo Magic. Alex, do you want to introduce it for us and we'll give it a spin?
Yes, this is Zoodoo Magic, the lead single from the EP of the same name by Ocean Floors. You're listening to Phoenix.
Just for emphasis, truth fall with the
Ocean Floors, the new single Zoodoo Magic off the new EP. Alex from the band is in the studio with me. That was incredible.
Oh, thank you very much. That's very kind.
Oh, I love it. I've been playing loads on Phoenix FM, of course. And loving the saxophone and everything.
Yeah. The guy who played sax on it, I to be honest, because it was several months ago that we got the EP mixed and mastered, I don't want to get his name wrong, because he is actually a bit of a legend within the industry. I think it's Andrew Ross's name. He worked with Noel Gallagher, with Amy Winehouse.
Oh, wow.
So many. I mean, literally, like, there's, you know, a very, very long list. They're just the first couple that come to mind. But that riff, the sax solo, because it is, I mean, we spoke about how the sax sort of raises its head again later on the EP, and it is more freeform. But in this song, it's more so than a solo. It's like a repeating lick, and then there's a bit of sort of variation at the end. But it was originally a synth riff that Sean had written, and it was really lovely. It would still work like that. And live at the moment, we've just done it as a guitar solo.
Yeah,
I think it's a really, really nice lick. But yeah, he did a great job on it, and we sort of wanted that a bit of a Springsteen vibe, I suppose. That
it's
was
got
what we
that
cited.
Kind of level of the sax in it. Sometimes you can have a bit of saxophone in a song, and it just sort of blends in a bit.
Yeah,
but then that is like 100%.
Yeah,
East Street Band, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you're completely right. Sometimes it's bedded in a different way. Here, yeah, I do think it really works, but I'm also aware of the fact that you sort of get three quarters of the way through the song, two thirds of the way through, and then it's a very fresh element. But yeah, I mean, it's a very East Street Band, and for the kids out there, Sam Fender, who is obviously very Bruce Springsteen inspired, you know, like, yeah, that was I suppose he takes a lot of influence from Bruce Springsteen, and so although it is primarily a Springsteen influence on our song, definitely we've heard it used to good effect, saxophone, in recent years by Sam Fender quite well. Not personally, he doesn't play the sax on his own songs, but whoever plays sax for him.
No, there's a guy with a blue hat.
Yes.
But before the guy with a blue hat, his name was John Wolf, and we went to the same music class.
Really?
I learned how to play stylophone. It didn't do me so well.
Well, you never know.
Well, I mean, the breakthrough is still yet to come, isn't it?
I think he's going to keep developing his sound with albums, with years, Sam Fender. So, you know, maybe there's another connection there that you might end up playing on one of his records.
Hey, maybe. I was hoping to just join your band.
Well, yeah,
as a stylophone player.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can't. I'm sure you appreciate I can't make a decision on behalf of the band.
I mean,
now.
Yeah, you're gonna have to check with
I'll
the
have
others.
To run it by them.
Of
but,
course.
But just
of
know course. That if the ultimate answer is no, that I was on board.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. If the inevitable happens, it wasn't you.
Yeah,
you
that's basically what I'm saying.
We'll discuss more stylophone and, of course, the rest of the EP with Alex after this.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
It's Phoenix FM Drive. Still with me in the studio is Alex Paddle from Ocean Floors. Hello, sir.
Hello.
Oh, so we've got water on the go now.
Yeah, that's it. That's my Radox.
This is keeping you cool.
Mountain water from Scotland, drawn from a sustainable source on the protected Glorit estate, if that means anything to anyone.
It always worries me slightly when they know exactly where the water's come from and they're so insistent that it's sustainable.
Yeah.
You think, does that mean someone is filling it up
yeah.
on a regular? And what do they fill it up with?
Yeah, that's a good point. I'll be thinking about that for the rest of the evening.
He's not going to drink any more of that. That's the end of that.
Yeah, maybe celebrate with something a bit more fun later on, but responsibly, obviously.
Of course, yeah, of course. Would you be tempted to try wontons?
What is that something I should know about?
No, I just thought it was a food stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Spelt wonton.
Yeah.
It's an Asian delicacy, I think.
I think so, yeah.
But I don't actually know. Is it maybe a soup, a sort of soup?
I think so. I think you're supposed to use it with chopsticks, isn't you? And,
okay. Maybe
like
not.
Dumplings in
it. Maybe that's what it is then. I struggle with chopsticks at the best of times, let alone if I was trying to eat soup with chopsticks.
I can't. I was going to say the only chopstick I could do was on the keyboard, but I can't even do that.
I can't
so
either.
No.
But you've got the stylophone, so.
Yeah, you only use one stick, so that's easy, isn't it?
Yeah.
How hard could it be?
I don't want to play down the skills required to play a stylophone.
Oh, you're going
to
have a go later.
So oh, is that? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a bit worried. I'm now even more worried. First the water, now this.
Let's get you back onto comfortable territory.
Sure.
You mentioned the synth being a heavy part of this EP.
Yep.
Zoodoo Magic, which is out now, of course. We've talked about track two Wonton Week.
Yes. Not spelled like the soup. That's
yeah, see, this
so
is
it was
what
a
I
lovely
thought.
Transition yeah. from you.
It didn't work then.
No. Maybe that was the first thing I should have touched on, that it was a nice transition. But yeah, it's a slightly different spelling with a different connotation. yeah, not to do with any
it's food random delicacy. Chat about wontons instead.
Yes. Anyway, sorry, you were speaking about synth before I said.
Yeah. So it's quite a heavy synth vibe in this track. Particularly, I like the synth overlay. Sean been playing with all sorts of effects.
Yeah. There are a few different ones on here. This was one I remember distinctly. Sean sending the demo for, because the bass line is not only pretty cool on it, but the way in which it's played, like as a sort of note every few beats, or maybe just like, you know, at the end of every sort of bar or two, that's it's the very final beat, like 16th note of a bar, but it's swung and it's played at the last possible moment. I mean, don't you know, if any listeners are familiar with sort of like J Dilla drum grooves, there's a lot of sort of patterns where there are bass drums very close together, and it's just notes in spots where I'm trying not to get almost too, you know, technical about it, but notes that you couldn't put them on a grid, you know, like when we think about music and we think about timing,
sampled beat or something like that.
Yeah, a lot of the time it is like mathematical, and even if things are swung and more jazzy, there's still a real element of maths and order to it. But yeah, J Dilla did a lot of stuff where these beats or notes, I should say, sort of exist in the cracks between beats almost. And that was, Sean had that, and he had a drum sample underneath that was like that. So it was then about getting into the studio and both of us having to, I don't know, it's probably actually the most testing musically to try to pull it off and make
two
it tight.
And that work.
And yeah, exactly. And even just to get it right in the first place. We could have, there might even be a layer on this track that we didn't re-record. I might be wrong, but there might be one of the main synth lines where we were like, you know what, Sean did it well enough the first time that we can just leave what he came into the studio
with. He's never going to do that again.
Yeah. I'm sure Sean could, but you know, you've got to be sort of time conscious in the studio. So, yeah. And I suppose we could have done the same thing with the bass and drums, but that was one where we sort of thought we want the challenge and we trust ourselves to do it. So yeah, and then we actually just put out a very short making of video today, and you can see Sean playing the bass line, you can see me playing the drums, not at the same time, but yeah, it was nice actually watching it back and thinking, yeah, that wasn't a super easy groove to pull off, and it sounds good. So you know, it was a nice sort of moment, quite rewarding.
Was that kind of a conscious decision to take that challenge on in this EP?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's in certain moments, you know, one thing, we're all really big Arctic Monkeys fans, and obviously they just put out a new record, and it got us talking a lot about their last one, Tranquility Base Hotel and Casino, and you know, on that record there's 11 songs, and I think I counted recently, I went through the vinyl like album notes, there are like 6 songs where it's the actual 4 band members all playing on it. And even on 2 or 3 of those, some of them are playing instruments they wouldn't usually play. Then the other 5 songs, maybe it's just 2 of them. You know, maybe Alex Turner, who usually sings and plays guitar, he actually did a bit of bass, or the producer did the drums. And because they made these early demos, and they were like, it's the band members, the actual Arctic Monkeys, not being too proud, not saying like, well, I have to play on this.
The singer.
Yeah, exactly. and so I think actually we probably did think a bit about that. Like sometimes, you know, because Callum, our singer, mainly plays bass, but every now and then Sean will make a demo where there's like a great bass line, and they've got different styles, the two of them. And Callum is never too proud to say, you'd probably do a better job in the studio on this. And so sometimes we just leave. It's that, or it's Sean doing a good job on the demo and just, yeah, not feeling like we have to play something. But then there are other moments where you're like, no, you know what? It's yeah, like I fancy that I can add something different. Again, specifically on this song with the drums, it's like that really exaggerated swung groove that it was on that original demo. I sort of said to Sean, it's great, but I feel like that it needs like the slightest adjustment that you could probably only, it needs to be recreated, but it needs to sound like the tiniest bit more real, the tiniest bit more human.
Yeah.
So I felt like that was a just enough reason to do it and to take on the challenge, but not doing it for the sake of it.
You have to have that vision and bring it to life in a song.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, but it's just about knowing when to pick your moments, really. Pick your battles sometimes.
Yeah, beautiful. So do you want to introduce it? We'll see exactly what you mean with the offbeats.
Yeah, this is Wanton Week, the second song on our new EP, Zoodoo Magic.
By
Ocean Floors.
Smashed it.
On a Sunday afternoon, you made it up with Daisy, and that's your Monday too. You picked it up on Tuesday, broke it up in June. When all is said and done, you're only having fun. On a Wednesday day at noon, I heard you ditching Lucy. A Thursday, is it true? Friday is reserved for Flora's honeymoon. When all is said and done, you're only having fun.
Ocean Floors, track number 2 and the new EP, Wanton Week on Felix FM Drive. Now that song's missing, Alex, just one thing, a stylophone.
Is this the bit where you get me, are we still building to my inevitably horrid effort, or do I have to do it now?
No, we're still building, it's okay, all right, good, you can relax, yeah. You've got until about quarter two.
It's like, you know, when you go for, I don't know, if it's, you have like... There are just those things sometimes in life where you suck yourself up. Maybe you've got like
a tooth being removed.
Yes, exactly.
It's much like a tooth being removed.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Similar level of pain. So there's no anesthetic going
to
cover it.
You know when you go in and you're sort of like psyched up and you're like ready for it to just get it over and done with, and then you end up waiting an extra hour. That's I'm getting more and more nervous as we go.
Yeah, that's it. That's what's going to happen. We'll just wait till the next show. I hear everything you're saying in that track. That was absolutely awesome. There's so much going on, so much blending in, and so much. I think, as we mentioned, you guys sort of substituting the different parts you play. Seeing you guys perform live to amazing effect. There was crowd surfing and everything's all going on. Great fun. But again, I saw you all sort of swap roles and swap instruments around.
Yeah. It's, you know, as I sort of mentioned earlier, Callum, who sings, he does bass most of the time. But Sean's also a great bass player, and because a lot of our writing starts with Sean sending demos, a lot of the time he'll lay down the bass, and he just has, like I said, a very different style, so sometimes that really works for record. Callum also plays guitar, especially sometimes if Sean is on bass. There's one song live where we need Sean on bass, and Callum then takes over sort of keyboard duties from Sean. Hamish sings. some songs as well. So yeah, and but I just set the back. I'm the only one who doesn't smile. I'm the only one who
I've got these. I'm hitting these.
Yeah, but obviously xylophone. Stylophone soon. So I'll be broadening my repertoire. Yes.
Oh, of course, of course. You can do xylophone already, probably.
A little bit. Yeah, yeah. Stylophone's a fresh challenge, though. One
basically
I welcome.
The same, except there's a cable connecting the two bits.
There we go.
Now so I think about it.
I should be passable.
So you mentioned Hamish singing. I believe Hamish sings in the next track. Yep. Heavy as the Moon.
That's right.
This one as a video and all sorts. What can you tell us about putting that together?
Yes, yeah. So it's as you said, it's got a video for it. One of two songs on the EP. Also, Zudu Magic has a video where we threw fast food at Callum, and he did his best to.
Yes.
We had to do it in one take. He had to do his best to sing through it, and we did donate to food bank charities afterwards for more than the cost of the wasted McDonald's.
No, I was going to say you donated money, not the actual food.
No.
That got shoved up Callum's nose.
Exactly. yeah, I'll be forever haunted by a sort of milkshake covered gherkin sliding down his chest at the end of the video, which you don't see. Luckily, the viewers, and listeners here who become viewers of the video won't need to see it. But yeah, this one involved Hamish sort of dressing up as a mime. It was filmed in Ingatestone, actually. In an office there, in his dad's office, and
that's a nice family touch.
Yeah, he did a really good job as well. We did a load of takes actually. We didn't have the pressure of Zudu where it had to be one take. It was
McDonald's would go cold.
Yes. Oh, I think it probably would have preferred it to be cold. I don't. Who knows? But yeah, Hamish, he was sort of getting more and more into it as it went on. But yeah, he suits it vocally. It's the third song of ours that he's sung on, I believe, and yeah, it's probably the Hamish's got a deeper voice than Callum, and I feel like it's especially sort of got a real baritone to it on this song. Callum sings in the choruses, so their voices blend together really nicely then, but it just, I think just from day one there was never too much of a discussion. Like we knew it would suit Hamish, or Hamish might have even just been quite assertive in saying, like, I feel like I should do this one. And again, it goes back to what we were saying about sort of swapping instruments. There's never too much pride involved in these things.
It's so nice because you both, I mean, there are two different voices in the band, which is lovely. And
exactly.
You use them both.
Yeah. But it might be my favourite song on the EP. I remember, I think as with the first three songs on the EP, or the other two, I suppose, so far, like basically the final song was the only one we wrote in like a live setting, and we constructed it as a band in a rehearsal space. I believe Heavy was the same as the first two songs, where it started with a demo from Sean, where most of the layers were there. But what I remember distinctly is an acoustic practice that I couldn't make it to, and they sent a version, like, or just a verse and chorus of this next song, Heavy as the Moon. And it was like piano, acoustic guitar and vocals. And especially that chorus, I just remember thinking, it's probably my favourite section of music that the band had ever written. I just found it quite moving, really. And it's one that I've thought about a lot, you know. We've obviously not discussed, like, lyrics on the EP too much, but the chorus of this song, like, I suppose the hook is, it feels like we're touching hands in the mid-90s, and I don't know exactly what, you know, Hamish's inspiration was, but we were all born in the mid-90s, and it's something I've, you know, as I sort of mentioned earlier, like being a historically a bit of a nostalgic person, it's something I've thought about at times, how, you know, we were all born in the mid-90s, and I lived and studied abroad a bit. I've had relationships with people from other countries, and when you are sort of born in a certain year and then maybe you don't meet someone until 20, 25 years later, and you end up becoming really close, and you know, 20, 25 years earlier, they were born a matter of days, weeks apart from you.
Yeah.
It almost does feel like there's an element of, and I'm not someone who really believes in fate, but it feels a little bit, you know, it's just wild to sort of think that you know, with it, like I said, so close together, you sort of,
bit of destiny.
Yeah, arrived, and then ended up sort of linking up down the line. And I suppose we're all a lot more local, but, you know, the band as well. So I sort of think of that chorus always makes me think about I suppose the sort of friendships and relationships you end up making that are almost feel like it's such a long shot for them actually to happen. So yeah. It makes me quite nostalgic. Yeah.
Nice. And nice to put a song with all that meaning in, made with your mates.
Exactly.
I mean,
yeah.
They're all right, aren't they, really?
They're okay. You know, they're
apart
okay.
from all the others aren't here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I feel like I'm the... Maybe I speak about this song sentimentally. Maybe they don't really care. Yeah. But
they just wrote it first. Yeah, we'll tell Axley some of our friends.
But no, it's nice. It's nice because, you know, especially live. We played it for the first time live a couple of weeks ago. And, yeah, there aren't too many songs where live I sort of feel like an emotion. Like, I love playing all the songs. I like all of the songs for different reasons. But from an emotional perspective, you know, like... That's one of the only sort of couple, so that was a really nice way to do it, and we started on it as well, so that was cool.
Lovely. So we'll have a listen to it then. Heavy as the Moon. Alex, do you want to introduce it and we shall give it a spin?
Yes, this is Heavy as the Moon by Ocean Floors on Phoenix FM.
Waiting for the world to end, I'm looking for some love to spend on you. I raised another bridge to mend, I wrote a second song to send to you. It feels like the touch of hands in the midnight dews, but now you're just making heart as heavy as the moon. I never found the words that work on you. An automated helping hand, it disappeared like snow on sand. It feels like the touching hand in the midnight dews.
On Phoenix FM.
Yes, indeed it is. And still with me in the studio is Brentwood's own Alex from Ocean Floors.
Lovely to be here.
Lovely to have you here. We've been enjoying your EP so far, all the way through. We've only got one more track left to share from it. It's gone so fast.
Yeah, it is. It's quite brief, actually. I feel like the last song's probably the longest. Not that it's especially long, but yeah.
It does feel long.
I feel like it's more... No, hopefully not. Ideally not. But yeah, I feel like it's probably got a few more sections. Like it's sort of, you know... Yeah, there's more of a journey from start to finish.
So, yeah. Marvellous. Floating Faces. This is a bit of a clue to the photo or the artwork.
Yeah, exactly. The artwork was, we did, you know, like every, the first two singles were Hamish and then Callum, or the other way around, I should say, their faces pressed up inside a scanner, which is how we sort of got that, you know, like floating
We've
effect.
We've all done that, but not with faces.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Any other, you know, body part probably wouldn't have gotten on Spotify. But then the other two songs, you know, we did, Sean and I did the same things. So technically, Floating Faces, mine is the face that corresponds to it. But yeah, we thought about calling the EP Floating Faces for that reason. But we thought at the very least it links in some way. Yeah. And like I said earlier, this was like the only one that we really did like a band setting, and recorded more of it live. We did it in Wickford, so we did it in Essex with Mitch Ayling, drummer from The Milk, at Woods Lodge Studios.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was really nice. Knowing that we were going to be in for like several days to do several songs, it's a nice big space, more room sort of than in certain studios to create and play things live and try things out. So it was just the right setting for this sort of project, I suppose.
Stretch your musical legs more.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it was great fun. Yeah.
Awesome. So we'll have a listen to this fantastic finish to the EP, an epic end. And then we'll be back with Alex doing the stylophone in for us.
Can't wait.
Before we play it, where can we find out more about Ocean Floors and track you down and keep up with all your exploits?
Yeah, we are at Ocean Floors UK on almost everything, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We are on Spotify, Apple Music, all the major streaming platforms. We're on TikTok, also Ocean Floors UK, as far as I'm aware.
Oh, some good TikTok videos
yeah,
on there.
Exactly. So, we're just getting into that. I don't know. I was about to say like millennials do, but I don't even know if we're millennials. Gen X.
Yeah, not sure where we are.
I don't
anymore.
Know what the cutoff point is, but we try anyway. So yeah, we're Ocean Floors UK on basically everything.
Excellent. And you can type Ocean F in Spotify now when you come up.
Lovely. That's good. That's we're easier. Rising. We're climbing slowly. We're going more sort of notorious.
Alex, it's been great having you on. Thanks so much for coming in and sharing the time and sharing a gorgeous EP with us. It's been amazing.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure as always.
We'll see you and all the rest of the lads very soon.
I hope so. Yeah, the long-awaited all four floors in the studio with Stu.
Four floors with Stu. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Might not happen that fast if I keep talking about the telephone.
That's true.
Oh, God, don't come in again.
am I doing this now or after the song?
Oh, no, we're going to play Floating Faces first. Okay, we'll start with some good music.
It gives me more time. Yeah, it gives me more time to practice.
Yeah, you start practicing. See you soon.
See you soon. Thank you. Does the night time linger in your eyes?
ocean floors, floating faces, and one of the floating faces is in the room with me. Alex is ready to do amazing work on the stylophone here on Phoenix FM. I forgot to plug it in, so I might have to chuck you this.
Chuck me
that. Stick that in the left side, I think, is it? There's an auxiliary cable. There we go. Turn it on, and you should be able to hear a little painful little sound.
Let's just give it a test.
Quick test run.
Hear this.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
Try flicking the on button.
I think it should be. Oh, hang on.
Here we go.
It was on.
There we are. Look at that. Ow.
Here we go.
Ow.
It's not the most sonically pleasing of instruments, is it? But no. We'll try and make something of it.
We'll try, right. So Alex of Ocean Floors fame on the stylophone in. We need a jingle first. Stu stylophone in.
You want me to go?
Alex is blown away by the sheer musicality of that. Up next is Daniel Gregory on Blink's Disciples.
So the worst time for me. Here we go.
Hold on, yeah. So then Paul Golder is up with Resurrection afterwards. That's going to be a fantastic show. Then after that, you've got The Golden Years with Andy Gilson from 10 till midnight. That's the awesome sound of your Friday night here on Phoenix FM. Take it away, Alex. Oh, beautifully done. Panic at the Disco. Alex, see you soon.
See you soon next year.
What do you reckon? I'll bring the stylophone to the next rehearsal, yeah?
Do it.